What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how do narcissists handle rejection. How? So before we hop into today's episode, make sure y'all check out the self-love journal that's on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal helps you rebuild that self-love and authenticity after a, you know, toxic relationship and whatnot. But yeah, y'all, how do some narcissists handle rejection? It's going to be different, but everybody's going to handle rejection differently, y'all. I promise you that. Every single narcissistic person that you deal with, toxic person that you deal with, is going to handle rejection in a different way. Some of them, when you reject a narcissist, like if you reject a narcissist that's trying to date you, right? The narcissistic person is trying to date you or be in a relationship with you. If you reject them then, some of them will get absolutely angry as hell at you, y'all. This is when you see the narcissistic person. Just like when you try to approach them or you try to date them or you try to give them a compliment or something like that and they reject. Wait. If they try to approach you, give you a compliment or something like that and you reject them, they can become irate.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a lot of times when you see like you see the narcissistic people that do the cat calls. There's cat calling people. And then when the person, typically is a woman, when the person doesn't respond, doesn't respond how they wanted to respond. Oh, you ugly then. You fat then. You out of shape then. I just wanted to hit it. That's when you see some narcissistic people become very childish in their responses. And they try to hurt the other person's feelings because guess what? My feelings are hurt. Their feelings are hurt. So that's how it goes a lot of times in these spaces, y'all. They just want to match your energy. Like, you make me feel rejected. You make me feel shame. So I need to make you feel the same thing. I need to match your energy. Even though I'm not matching your energy, I feel like I am. You just rejected me by saying no or not responding how I wanted you to respond. It is all the same, y'all. It doesn't matter your tone. It doesn't matter how you say it. Rejection is rejection to narcissistic people. They're going to get mad. Some of them will absolutely get mad. They just will. If they approach you, give you a compliment or something like that, and you don't respond how they want you to, rawr. You're going to get the anger. You're going to get the disdain. You're going to get the hate. You're going to get a lot of different things, y'all. A lot of narcissists, y'all. This is not just some. A lot of narcissists cannot handle rejection. It's just for rejection, y'all. When a narcissist gets rejected, it brings on the shame monster. Rejection can lead to some narcissistic bringing on the shame monster. So much shame, just like it's like a big tidal wave of shame just drops in on that narcissistic person. That's what rejection does. It hurts. It sucks, you know. And I know it hurts and sucks for everybody. I know this is not just a narcissistic thing. Everybody has to deal with rejection in some way, shape, or form. But a lot of times, narcissistic people are going to respond in a negative way. They just are. They're going to come at you. They're going to be super angry as hell. Some of them might get violent with you, y'all. You know what I mean? When you reject a narcissistic person, you might not know that they're a narcissist. They might be a stranger to you. But if you reject a narcissist, they're going to tell you, some of them will absolutely just lose their damn minds. And that's part of the space. That's part of the dynamic. That's how a lot of people deal right there, y'all. And I was trying to share that with a lot of people. Just, hey, look, this is what's going on right here. This is what's going on in this space. This is what happens. This is what, you know, this is the cost of rejecting them. I know you don't necessarily want to pay that cost, but it is. And sometimes with narcissists, y'all, some of them handle rejection this way. Rejection, or saying the word no to narcissists, rejection breeds obsession. Some of them will become obsessed with you. Like, if you're in a relationship with them, or if you're not in a relationship with them, like, even if you're in one or not in one, they will become angry with you. They will become super, super agitated with you. And they become obsessed with you. This is when the stalking and stuff like this begins. This is when they start to stalk you. This is when they start to pop up at your job and work and send you letters and try to get back into your life in some way, shape, or form. Even if you don't have a relationship with this person, they will try to find a way to stalk you and find you and stuff like that. So you have to be very, very careful in a lot of these situations. You just have to, you know, you have to be very careful in a lot of these situations, because that narcissistic person is going to do something. They could do something to you. They just could, you know. They very well could. So be careful. Like, take your space. Take some time for yourself, y'all. Because if you don't, you're going to run into this toxic person. When you reject them, they could become obsessed. So protect yourself. If you, like I said, if you dealt with a narcissist, if you're in a relationship with them and you reject them, you already know. You probably know who you're dealing with. They might become obsessed with you. They might rage on you. You might get a combination of all of it, y'all. You might get a combination of the rage, the obsession, the anger, the silent treatment when they reject you. Reject them when you know them, or you're in a relationship with them, or you're around them. If it could be your parent, they could give you the silent treatment and just completely shut down. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen a narcissist that handles rejection well. Anybody I've dealt with that's narcissistic, or anybody that I know, just even in any of the communities I'm part of, I haven't seen a narcissist deal with rejection well. I've never seen them just like, oh, that's fine. I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Oh, that's fine. Everybody's not going to say yes to me. Oh, I get a lot of no's. I never seen one do it. Yeah, I haven't seen one. Because sometimes when you reject the narcissist, y'all, you say no to them, you reject them. Sometimes you might not even know you hurt their feelings, but they will hold a grudge forever. That rejection, sometimes they'll use that as motivation in their life to try to become super ambitious with the intent on coming back to hurt your feelings in some way, shape, or form. To prove to you that you messed up by saying no to me. To prove to you that you're missing out on a good life by not being here. To prove to you that, you made a gross error in judgment. You were negligent in your judgment of me. So this is to prove to you that this is how it's going to go right here. This is the space that a lot of people fall into right here. Yeah, this is what I tell people. Like, this is what happens. This is how it goes when you're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people. They're going to continuously do stuff like this, and they're going to mess with you. They just are. When you reject a narcissist, when you say no, when you set a boundary, boundaries, the word no, all of that is rejection, y'all. Not giving them the answer that they want, that's rejection. Negotiating with them, they can view that as rejection. There's different forms of rejection, but it always kind of ends the same way, with that person taking offense to the rejection. You can let them, like, there's no such thing as letting a narcissist down easy, from what I've seen. Prove me wrong, you mean? There's no such thing as letting a narcissist down easy. I'm gonna let them down easy. I'm gonna break up with them, and it's gonna be a kind-hearted breakup or something like that. I don't see that transpiring when you're dealing with a narcissistic person. This is not something I see happen. Like, that narcissistic toxic person or whatever is going to take offense to everything that you do, everything that you say, everything, you know, everything that goes on. So you have to protect your peace, you know, because once you reject them, once you say no to them, especially if you already know them, if you don't know them, y'all, you don't really know what you're going to get. If this narcissistic person is a stranger to you, you don't really know what you're going to get. And a lot of people, especially, in today's society, have been conditioned to, you know, try to let people down and be nice to people when you're rejecting them, because you never know how somebody's going to react. Because I saw a video very recently, a young lady had on a pink dress. She's ready to go into the club, and the guy said, "Hey, young lady, you look really, really good tonight. You looking real good tonight. You bad. I take you home. I'll get you pregnant. And she's like, "Yeah, no, I'm not interested." She said, "No, I'm not interested." And then guess what happened? She said, "No, I'm not interested." He went ballistic. He lost his damn mind. He doesn't know her. She doesn't know him. All she said was, "No, I'm not interested." He lost his dang old mind. I did a video about it recently. It was back on my YouTube channel. He was threatening to hurt her, put her in his truck, and make her go missing. He was like, he lost his damn mind because all he said was, "No, I'm not interested." He's like, "I ain't asking you to be interested. I just try to give you a compliment." See, that's wrong with y'all. Y'all be words today. Y'all can't handle nothing that nobody say to y'all. Y'all can't take a compliment. Y'all don't know how to take a compliment. I give her a compliment. Y'all see how she act? running up on her, being threatening towards her. And all she did was say, no, I'm not interested. Of course he was interested in her. She hurt you. Of course she was interested. He was interested in her. She was just not interested in him. And of course, he got his feelings hurt. He rejected her and he became super obsessed and angry and ragey out. And then all of a sudden, then when she rejected him, it's all of a sudden, you're not cute at all. You're not that cute. I was just trying to be nice. You can't be nice today in this day and age. See, men out here can't be nice to people. He was toxic. He considered himself a nice guy. Yep. The nice guy snapping and raging out. So you just never know how a stranger is going to react to you, y'all. So if you like say rejection, you know, just be careful out here in this world today, y'all, because you never know how somebody's going to react or somebody's going to take their rejection personally, get a silent treatment, ignore you, try to harm you, try to hurt you, threaten you, you know, try to bring, you know, disrupt the balance of peace within your life and within your space. It happens quite a bit, y'all. It really, really does. But anyway, y'all, I'm gonna wrap this episode up, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you check out the self-love brand. I'm thriving. I love me, the self-love brand. You made it this far, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people to help more people. The self-love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a self-love brand. The self-love journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during the toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind the scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you. Thanks.